Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting from Patriot-held territory. Hopefully you guys are out there safe on your commute. And you ready to get the wiffle bats primed, ready to go? Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, all of you awesome listeners out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Yep.
That's right. Where if you're a communist, you can just line up. You can just line right up and we'll just
Yeah.
That's right. Well, and that's exactly you could call that exhorting, right? You can exhort and rebuke them, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's called rebuking them, chastising them.
So this would be this would be the wiffle rebuke.
Yes. You know, especially, you know, here we are at Christmas, and this is where the hatred really, really comes out. You see it. And now there's people attacking Christmas trees, stealing, destroying wreaths at veterans memorials.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, at the same time, the Church of Satan or Satanic Temple or whatever in Texas is filing a lawsuit. Because they say that the abortion law in Texas impedes their religious freedom to be able to use abortions in their rituals.
Right. Ew.
You know, and so, is the Antichrist spirit alive and well? And, you know, are there just people, evil people out there that need to, more than a wiffle bat? But that's what we have right now. So,
boy, no kidding.
Be hiding, you know, hiding at these veteran memorials. And these thugs come along to start desecrating Christmas decorations that are, you know, at these veterans' memorials and jump out and just whip the snot out of them with wiffle bats.
Well.
Leave them with welts.
Well, you know.
Merry Christmas.
I'm not really sure where to go with that.
Keep them Merry Christmas all the way home.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. Well, so speaking of that, we probably should get to the word of the day.
Let's do that. Yeah, rein me right back in.
No, it's well, sometimes it just, there's things to read.
That's right.
Okay.
And we get that early, and there's a lot going on right now, so.
Right.
Looking forward to it, and looking forward to this. What do you got for us this morning?
Okay, so the word of the day for Wiffle Bat Wednesday comes to us from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, which read under the title Approved and Disapproved Workers. And it says, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Hmm. And so that's that. And that, well, and I, that verse right there, 24 and 25, that it says that, and a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, and patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth. I actually have that hanging over our bed. And so, 'cause that was more or less the whole backbone of everything that guided me when I worked for Representative Matt Shea, when I answered the phone for him.
I remember that. Yeah.
And so all the thousands of calls that we would get from just, I mean, the phone calls were so vile. I mean, just shouting profanity, right. So loud that you could hold the phone like at the end of your arm.
And everybody in the room
length.
Could hear it.
And everybody could hear just these horrible profane things. It was just a long stream one after another.
Right.
And so I would just wait until they quit. And then I would just, you know, point out things that were positive and correct them. And then it would be another whole long stream of cuss words.
You know? Right.
And so I'd wait till they quit. And so I'd say some more. I just, that verse right there, be gentle to all and able to teach and patient in humility. And that was truly, that reached so many people because there they were shouting and screaming cuss words at me.
Yeah.
But by the end of the phone call, they would apologize. They say, you know what? You're really nice. And I'm really sorry. I'm sorry for,
right.
You know, and you're probably
you're
right.
And you were able to educate them and say what you think, what you heard in the news story is
right.
Not the truth.
That's right.
This is what really happened, or this is what, you know, really took place, or this is the representative's actual stance on these issues.
That's
and
right.
They're like, oh, you know, so you're able to reason with them. Of course, you know, at first I'm thinking of this, I'm listening to this scripture and I'm thinking, well, just kind of taking the wind right out of my sails, you know, chasing somebody all the way home, leaving wiffle bat welts,
right.
Yelling Merry Christmas at him for destroying a veteran's, you know, memorials. But no, I have actually, you know, and I have found myself in similar situations, you way more so. I think what you endured just in the time that you were state representative's legislative assistant endured more examples of that than I probably have in my whole life.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And most people are just never exposed to that, you know, once every in a great while.
Well, and
but
see,
this
that
was, you know, daily.
That was, to me, that was perfect for me because I love the challenge of being able to bring even a little bit of truth of God to every person like that.
Yeah,
even if I have to just sit there and wait and wait and wait and wait, wait till they run out of wind to stop cussing. And then I'm going to throw in a little bit of truth. I'm going to plant a seed.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, even if you don't win them over, you're at least planting a seed and walking away. Their countenance by time they walked away from the conversation was completely different than how they came in.
That's
the conversation.
Right. That's right.
And
yeah.
You know, so that was very admirable. I remember when that happened. And
well, it's strictly because of that verse from 2 Timothy 24
right.
And 24 through 26, basically. And so, but it also says in chapter 4, it says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. And so, rebuke and exhort, you know, mm-hmm. Both of those are corrections, you know, so when we're talking about the flat out evil of communism and all the people that communism kills, right, we're talking about that's what the wiffle bat is. It's an exhortation. It's exhortation. It's a stiff rebuke. And you're not supposed to be gentle when, you know, like when Nehemiah, he was punching
Nehemiah,
them and pulling out hair. And, you know,
yeah.
then there was Ezekiel who killed a bunch of people,
I was just
you know,
mention him next.
So, I mean, there's different levels of rebuke and exhortation and correcting. And so it all just depends on the, you know, the content and the situation. If it's about somebody that's going to kill somebody, that better be one heck of a stiff rebuke.
Yeah, absolutely. That's self-defense right there.
Yeah.
You know, I was in reading your book, The Perils of Sustainable Development, your first book from 2012. There was a segment in there that really stuck out to me, and that was, you were just totally laying out the United Nations, connecting all the dots, who the people are, the history of it, and how they are just maneuvering right now, very strategic, and who the players are. And you're hitting it pretty hard.
Yep.
But then you said, look, I hate the UN. I don't know if you use that word, but it seems to me that I did. I'd have to reread it. But you said, but I don't hate the people.
Right.
We as a Christian, we pray for them. We want them to come to repentance.
That's right.
We want to, you know, show, we want them to turn away from that type of ideology, because it's satanic, it's destructive, it's anti-Christian, and it's to their own demise and all of us. But you said, however, we must stand against their progress. We have to stop their agenda and their efforts.
Right.
You know, we can still love them. That doesn't mean we step aside.
And let them
love.
Carry on.
Right. That's the opposite of love. That's actually, you know, the hatred toward your brother if you don't stop these people and their agenda, because it is deadly to them and to us, all of us, our children too, and grandchildren and our posterity and future generations. So there's so much on the line here. That doesn't mean, as a Christian, you've got a jelly spine and you can't stand in opposition to these people.
Right.
We have a duty to.
Well, and that's the thing also there, that here in verse 25, it says, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth. That's an interesting concept in and of itself, is that God grants people repentance.
Right.
So, I mean, wouldn't you think that would strictly be your choice, right? To repent.
One would
think.
To
admit it and quit it, right? Well, it says here that God, you correct them in humility if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth.
Yeah. Well, maybe in certain instances, maybe that's not how it is all the time, but maybe in certain instances, God does intervene by granting someone repentance.
Right.
He puts it on their heart so strong. They're just so weighed down by it that drives them to repent.
And also it could be like what you and I were talking about yesterday with the fact that in the end time, it says that God will deliver a strong delusion for all those that aren't with him at that time.
Right.
He sends them a strong delusion so that they can't be with him. And so that they carry on in their own wicked, evil ways.
Right.
So it's almost like it's too late, and now you're really going to go the wrong direction.
Right. But for some people, for some unknown reason, his ways are higher than our ways.
Yep.
He can selectively grant repentance toward individual people for his purposes, for his kingdom, and they benefit from it.
Right.
But yeah,
they can actually hear the truth. And see, that's that addresses the whole thing for why they can't hear the truth. I mean, because they have to be granted repentance to even hear the truth is what that verse says.
Right.
So how astounding is that?
It is very what a dichotomy there is today when we see doctors, virologists, researchers, scientists saying this stuff is deadly. It alters your DNA, admittedly, by, you know, Pfizer. They say this is, you know, 2017. There they are admitting it, saying this, you know, this inserts code into your DNA. It changes it. It's not a vaccine. It's all this stuff. And then we're just watching something on, you know, YouTube, and the commercial pops up. Your local doctor. I'm your local doctor. Get your vaccine. And these are actual doctors from the area, Spokane or Chihuahua or Cheney, and there they are doing local commercials saying, get your vaccine.
Right.
These are doctors that we know in our communities, and that's the atrocity of it.
Yeah.
Because people look to them and trust them. But you, with all of the facts, all of the science, true science, they can't see it.
Right.
They can't hear it. You can put it right in their face. You can put them in a padded room with monitors all the way around with this with these people's testimony of scientists, you know, credible people explaining the dangers of this, and it was just like water off a duck's back. It just hits right. them and falls to the floor.
Right. So yeah. So that, I mean, that's pretty much proof of that strong delusion that the Lord has sent in the end times. Right. I mean,
it's so
mind boggling. I mean, every last one of us with a right mind now has been saying this,
right.
what is possibly wrong with, you know, these delusional people? Well, there it is.
You know? Well, especially when you use the government's own data, which shows thousands of percentage points higher deadly, you know, this so-called vaccine compared to all other vaccines combined.
Right.
And there's the chart from our own government, and they stare at it and they go, yeah, but it's so rare. It's so, these really are effective and safe. You're Gosh. Just like, well,
yeah.
I don't know what else to do with you.
I know, right.
You don't walk
right.
away.
Right.
And some are, you know, with the Heart of Hope Health over there in Idaho. Awesome to see doctors and nurses actually starting their own endeavors now, breaking off from the delusional, psychotic medical conglomerates that are feeding the poison.
Yeah.
You know, they're breaking away from it. And hey, free market.
Yes.
That's Americanism right there.
That's how you fight and combat this stupid communism
right.
is with capitalism.
That's
and,
right.
and capitalism wins every single time.
Absolutely. We'll talk about more of that about that after the break. But great scripture for today and applicable to our lives.
Absolutely.
And it also calls for us to use discernment.
Yep.
You know, when.
That's right.
When do you That's put right. out the wiffle,
do you go,
get out the wiffle bats?
Do you go
when
Nehemiah? Do you go Nehemiah or do you go 2 Timothy?
Right.
right?
Exactly. That comes down to discernment.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, that's great stuff. All right. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the podcast to help take your preps to the next level with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher over there. Get your food stored up right now. Food shortage is coming. Fertilizer costs are going through the roof and availability is going down. It's going to lead to food prices. Need to get prepared now. Stock up. We've been saying it, and they'll be talking more about how to prepare and store up food at Prepping 2.0. It's prepping2-0.com is the website, and we'll be back with the morning commute right after this.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low.
Hardly a shot was fired. With ruthless propaganda and clever political intrigue, the Soviets captured control of 5 free governments and sealed off 70 million people behind an iron curtain.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back to segment 2 of the morning commute of the JJS and Liberty, Lady Liberty, the morning commute here. I jumped the gun a little bit on the snow because it's a, you know, let it snow, let us, we're supposed to be actually getting that snow tomorrow morning. I should have played that for tomorrow morning, but that's okay. We're just prepping for it, right? It's on the
right.
way. Tomorrow morning is going to really
well,
start.
Well, see, that you may be right. Whoever is listening to this in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, you know, you never know.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And our listeners in Arizona and Florida are going, what?
That's right.
Wishing that they had snow. They're just envious, and that's just going to have to be the way it is. This segment is brought to you by U.S. Law Shield. It is self-defense legal defense. If you have to defend yourself, you will need to defend yourself in the legal system, undoubtedly. Whether criminal charges or civil charges, U.S. Law Shield covers you. And if you are a member, you will have coverage even in Washington State, which most of these others that have funds for defending people in legal battles cannot cover Washington State, but U.S. Law Shield does.
That's right.
For our listeners, it's a discounted rate of just, it works out to be just $11 a month, and you can't beat that. There are no deductibles, there's no caps, no limits, so man, get that in your back pocket right alongside the other stuff in your back pocket and the other stuff next to your back pocket. If you have to defend yourself, yeah, you're going to be needing a lawyer. These guys specialize in this.
Yep.
Okay. How to get to that? RadioFreeReadout.com. That's our website. On the right-hand side, there's a whole bunch of banners. They're stacked up. Just scroll down until you find the one with the U.S. Law Shield on it. All right. This, you know, we were talking right before the break about free market capitalism, and this is just so American that the commies have got to be scrambling right now trying to figure out how to pass a law to make this illegal.
Right.
But with all the stupidity going on in our so-called healthcare system now, and doctors and nurses and people losing their jobs for over masks and vaccine mandates and so on, we were saying, why don't they just start their own? Well, they are now. Heart of Hope Health. An emerging new paradigm of healthcare. Now, Harry Heath contributed this article to Redoubt News. And one example in Kootenai County is a Heart of Hope Health, a new idea born to help resolve the challenges of an overtaxed healthcare system. Now, it's a new community. It is a new community member not affiliated with Kootenai Medical Center. It's designed to provide resources and reduce demand. It promises a new paradigm shift in healthcare. It will be a private enterprise to honor individual medical decisions independent of the insurance industry. Patients and staff are free to choose their treatment and healthcare options. It's about time.
Yes, good for them. That is so, that's exactly what we've been talking about for so long is, hey, if your system is demanding this unconstitutional, just tyrannical garbage, these mandates, you know, quit and start your own and do better, you know,
exactly.
Do way better, go all American in your business, you know,
absolutely.
And let that flourish.
Yep. That's the free market capitalist system. And I think it will flourish. Absolutely.
It will, without a doubt.
You know, you just throw it out there and it's either going to succeed or it's not. And I could, well, this is definitely going to succeed. But.
Well, and when people are given the choice to support an American behaving business or a tyrannical behaving business, they're always, you know, they're always going to go with the good guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, there'll be plenty that will go over to the other place because they feel safe. They want to be told what to do. You know,
well, those numbers are way smaller than the liberal side would ever have you believe.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we'll find out just how fast those businesses collapse because there aren't that many after all.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
So we love to see that. And right along those lines where we're seeing people start to see the effects of communism and then rejecting it, we have, I have an article here from Epic Times titled "No More Defunding the Police for Minneapolis as the Council Allocates Department Budget Increase."
Good.
And their justification of that, of course, is because the crime rate is through the roof.
Yep, imagine that.
You know,
who could have saw that coming?
Exactly. You know, so they saw how well the communist idea of getting rid of the police works out for society, and it doesn't work at all. You know, I mean, that all that does is make your life way more dangerous in every aspect. The criminals and the crime start taking over a civilized society. I mean, it's a kind of a no-brainer, like a duh moment, you know.
Yes.
And so I'm just glad to see that they've seen the effects of that, and now they're doing something about it. They're going back to the way that worked before.
Right. Right.
Yes. So, you know, it's kind of like that joke. What did communists use for light? Before they came to America?
No.
Or how does it go?
Okay. What did the communists use for light before candles?
Oh, yeah.
Electricity.
Right.
Right. Oh, yeah. And so many that can go, so many that have gone through the Bolshevik Revolution, or they saw communism come into Cuba,
right.
Or the immigrants that we've talked to that have escaped from Venezuela. Everywhere communism comes in, everything goes backwards.
Yep.
Your economy, your self-reliance, everything. And they have a new excuse for it each time. And it's usually, well, all the other people didn't do it right. We're going to do it right. It's going to be, you know, justice and fairness and
it never is. That's always part of the lie. That's all they do is lie. They lie in order to steal your money. And the top tier always goes away extremely wealthy.
It's very fair for all of those at the top.
Yep, that's right. Well, and along those lines, we've got Philadelphia announces a COVID-19 vaccine passport for indoor dining and other social activities like sports events, those kind of things. And so it says the city of Philadelphia will mandate proof of COVID-19 vaccination for indoor restaurants, bars, and similar venues starting January 3rd, the city's health commissioner announced on December 13th. And she says, her name is Dr. Cheryl Bettegoli, and she says, any place that sells food or drink to be consumed on site will have to require that everyone who enters be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. And so, wow, how stupid is that? You know, well, at least if they're going to demand that all those people we know are vaccinated and to stay away from them. You don't want to be that near those people anyway. I mean, I kind of would like to know who's vaccinated. Maybe they should wear the yellow star so that we can avoid them. I mean, seriously, it's the shedding that actually makes the unvaccinated have to go through the stupid flu. I mean, you recover and you do just fine, but you still have to go through it. But if you could see them coming, you could give them wide berth. And you wouldn't have to catch it.
That would be great. I'd love to see something like that. We're just too divided, right? But
thank goodness.
Yes.
Divide us some more, because I want to be far away from the vaccinated
Absolutely.
People.
The lines are clear.
That's right.
One thing's clear. We're out of time. We better roll. And you guys have a blessed rest of the day. Be safe out there and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.